Blog Talk Radio.
Helping all of us do better in our data reviews and networking and
pulling people together, connecting the dots, I think, so to speak. So I'm excited, Karen Baum. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not driving, you better give Karen Baum a round of applause. We've got to bring it to the next. Man, Black, the whole world loves you. Karen, I love it. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, we had Karen on last Monday on our network. So go back and look at the September 16th programming, and you can hear a little bit more. We'll reiterate everything we said there, Karen, but we had a great time last Monday, and we want everybody to go back and look at Karen, and we will talk about social media. So we're going to do that. Hey, Karen, before we get to that, we want to let everybody know to stay excited about life. I know there's a lot going on around the planet, but ladies and gentlemen, you must stay focused on what's important today, what's really important. God first, family next, ladies and gentlemen, and then, of course, anything thereafter, okay? Take care of your business. That's what we want to encourage you to do. So today, we're going to be talking more about the strategy of social media. You know, one thing, too, as you were talking, Karen, I was looking up some stuff internet-wise. And I have a quality background, right? And in quality, I point to the root cause, you know, the root cause of stuff. And when you dig down far enough with the right data, you will find the right connection. It's amazing. It's all about data. I was just looking at a little bit of that up, okay? It's all about the data, ladies and gentlemen. When you start drilling and drilling down, you're going to find out exactly where you're supposed to be, who's looking for your product, who's looking for your services, who's trying to find you, who's trying to not figure out what, you know, may not know what they want to do, but they're looking for you. Actually, you'll know all this, and you'll be able to connect through these media. We're really excited about that. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about today is there is a list of social media sites on the site as well. Just Google that. You'll be able to see that as well. Also, too, we want to let you know that today's data has to be real-time. So, Karen, I think that's important. The data is almost real-time today based on what the services we have today. Is that pretty much true, real-time data?
I apologize. I think you broke up a little bit. I'm out on and about here. It was one of those days.
Yeah, nope.
Say that question.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we're talking about the real-time data, how important real-time data is, and with, of course, with Beanstalk Social, we're allowed to get real-time data from people all over the globe. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, incredible. Absolutely. The monitoring system by keywords,
yeah.
So you can be specific, whether it's your name,
yeah.
Whether it's
yeah.
your competition, or whether it's
right.
just the industry that you're in. Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're talking to Karen Baum, and she's on hosting with me tonight on Power Connect. And we're talking about social media tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the strategies of. Another thing I wanted to share with everybody that's listening all around the world is that one in every four person on the planet is connected to social media. Isn't that amazing, Karen? One in four on the planet. Incredible. That's amazing because of all the digital, you know, I mean, you can get a cell phone sitting out in the boonies, you know, out somewhere out in the remote parts of the world. You can get a cell signal or a satellite signal. You know, you're connected. So it's just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to encourage that. Also, too, 2017 is looking at 2.5 billion business out there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be connected. If you're in business or have any idea or connection to people, you know, needing people, needing to move your business services, you have to be a part of that 2.5 billion on top of that. So without further ado, Karen, let's get right to talking about some strategies today. And we also want you to go to the website, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Those who are joining us, go to A Beanstalk Social. That's A as in Apple, BeanstalkSocial.com, ladies and gentlemen. That'll give you some more information about this wonderful service. But, Karen, let's talk a little bit about the strategy today that we discussed. I know last time we talked about a lot of great stuff, but what direction do you want to take us today?
Well, you know, strategy is really important because a lot of times companies, you know, I was just
yeah.
talking to a social media manager who
mm-hmm.
had mentioned, you know, all of the upfront vision that a typical business plan would, you know, require you to put together. And because we're living in a very wonderful free country, a democratic country, you can be an entrepreneur, and you can be an entrepreneur whether it's a small investment to a big investment. But what she was amazed with is that when it really got down to it, they didn't understand that an image or a logo or a color choice or a branding or what kind of message or what their perfect customer is really mattered. And when she started to be able to go through that and focus on that, it really helped her understand and get the results effortlessly when she was able to have that clarity. And I think we start with the idea of wanting to work for ourselves, or it could be very developed. It could be a full business plan. But until you really go through that clarity and understanding, and whether you do it yourself and have fun with it, create a local community that helps you. There's a lot of SCORE. I don't know if you've heard of SCORE, but they're in every state, and they're a non-for-profit organization that offers business professionals who can offer help to your business for free. You can go into that kind of environment and get help. But what you need to do is really map out a path and a vision and a idea of your perfect profile of that customer that really could use what you are offering. And that's really a big first step, I think, in terms of strategy, whether you're doing social media, just email, or you're just talking to someone. That elevator speech, as we all say, just in a networking group, is probably some people's first experience and really thinking about what they need to say about what they do.
Yeah, that's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Karen Bond and Kevin Vaughn on Power Connect on the Men Let's Talk Network. Hey, Karen, you know a little bit, I'm sure there's going to be some new people that's going to join us today. Could you just tell them a little bit about, because one of the things you got to know, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know that the person that you're dealing with and talking to in social media knows, especially if they're providing you a service, of course, that they're qualified and have that background. Karen, if you would, give us a brief bio about yourself, if you don't mind, for those who are just joining us and don't know who Karen Baum is yet. Just a little quick bio for those out there.
Excellent. You know, I think my biggest archetypes have been entrepreneur, and I would consider myself an author because I love to write, and I actually have been part of a co-authorship with a book. I would also say creative or artist, so and then communicator. So I don't have a radio show like you, but I totally loved the concept of a radio show. So the combination of all that has moved me from never working for anyone ever, never having a paycheck handed to me, always generating value so someone would pay for me to actually pay my lifestyle and my bills, as well as the fact that it came from the financial world of Wall Street, and realizing that was a little not my style, not my personality in my 20s, and moved a little bit more into the entrepreneurship of leveraging teams of people, usually with products that were very proactive, maybe health-oriented or fun-oriented, like travel. And then eventually I incorporated them all in my final vision here in this move we had once our kids went out of state for college to start thinking about how am I going to generate, whether it's investments like real estate, but investments in my business where we can move into the future. And I felt technology has always been my little nerdy side that always made me happy. I like being in the background. I like taking the picture. I like filming the video. And I like promoting other people. So that's where this ended up on my lap with a team of people that are brilliant. Yeah. I can't take credit for the technology, but they trusted me enough with my understanding of branding and marketing, which was my major in college, to be able to take this to the level that it needs to really make a difference with small business owners, because that's where it's at. Tools and small business owners in this communication, digital communication world for 2013 and going into 2014.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of Karen Baum, my awesome business partner on Power Connect with Kevin Baum on the Menlo's Talk Network. And one thing, Karen, while you were talking, as you know from Zig Ziglar, he said, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. Well, that's what I love about you, this network loves you, because you help people get what they want, and guess what? You also get taken care of as well. And I, I like that part of it.
I love that.
Yeah, it's
a great, good thing.
Yeah, I had the pleasure, diversity here. I had the pleasure of meeting Zig Ziglar twice, Karen Baum. That was awesome. He was in Atlanta, and he was an awesome man. And God, just love God, love people, and just an honor to meet him. Just incredible man, as you know. And they left a lot of great stuff for us to continue to set the standard, you know, on, you know. Pretty cool. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're talking to Karen Baum about social media, the importance of. We just want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to, first of all, we'll talk about abeanstalksocial.com. That's the website, an easy-to-use, all-in-one social media platform that the Menlo's Talk Network is partnered with our wonderful friend and business partner, Karen Baum, who's on the program with us tonight. So it's a tremendous, easy-to-use, all-in-one social media management platform. I love that. That sounds like the cloud or something, you know, the platform. I love that. That sounds great. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to get a strategy today. If you have a business right now or going to start a business, you need to have a strategy, right? You got to also be aggressive. You also have to have a good follow-up, too, as well, even with the technology, right, too, as well, if you don't mind. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because even with the greatest technology, you still got to follow up with the information you're getting. Isn't that correct? Incredible.
Absolutely. You know, what a lot of people don't realize that's happening with technology is it started to happen before our eyes with social media. Is when you go into an industry that is new, you know, social media, and then all of a sudden it starts to standardize because it's going to be around kind of for the rest of our lifetime. And what what people don't understand is that once you start realizing this and you start having the understanding of technology isn't really the obstacle for people. Because technology is becoming so simple. And Apple did that, obviously, with a certain period, you know, during a period of time where Microsoft seemed like so difficult to address in terms of technology. Social media is about sociology and psychology more than about technology, as Brian Solis had said. That's a very powerful social media manager that's recognized in the industry. But it's so important for people to recognize digital communication is no different than kissing babies or belly to belly. It's the same conversation. Why would you say something a certain way if that's not how you would talk? And so I think with the tools out there, people can become part of the digital world. And if they can email today, I think they can use these tools, especially with a Beanstalk Social, because ours looks just like email. So the idea of getting used to that and addressing the fact that the technology doesn't have to get in your way. There's no more excuses with this. Now it's a matter of you must do this to stay in business in the next 5 years. And so how are you going to get there? And the budgets for this, the price points for these tools have absolutely changed. Like social media managers in the early days, I mean, they could charge $2,000 to $3,000 a month. It's a lot of work, trust me. But with tools, make it easier for them. You know, it allows them or for the business owners to get the tools themselves. They can focus on how to be social, not how to do social. And again, Jay Baer, he's just another big one out there that, you know, just follow him. He's just tremendous in understanding this and a great speaker.
Yeah, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Karen Baum and Kevin Vaughn on the Power Connect Network. This is a special feature with Karen. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about her being with us. She is a managing partner of abeingstalksocial.com. That's the website. I'd like for you to go there right now and learn more about that. And, of course, you can give us a call back through the network here at 404-410-233, 404-410-233. Also, too, Karen Baum is also founder of abeingstalk.com, ladies and gentlemen. So she has a great history, great background, great qualifications, and she loves to write, loves to help people, ladies and gentlemen, and a tremendous networker. And we're just so excited about her being on the network. You know, as you was talking there, Karen, I was talking about there's a shift. I think most people are catching it now, but there's a shift in technology, and you got to be able to shift with it. You can't just send the fax anymore. You know, I don't know if anybody sends faxes anymore, but I guess it's still available some places. But you cannot just have a fax machine in your house now anymore. You know, let's talk about the shift in technology. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit. This shift in technology where you have to move forward or you're going to be left behind.
Well, you know, I'll give you kudos because what was really interesting, I think, with us meeting is on a cruise when we were with another group is that your energy. And I think our energy both is very high and very positive. But the other component of it, when I found out your background and all that you used to do with technology, I knew you were hired to do that. And so I know you've been involved in a lot of technology tools. And I'm very impressed with the fact that you make it so simple because you pick tools that you understand can help others understand what you might get and then they get. And so it really is, like you said, adjusting. And if anyone knows about adjusting, I know you probably know technology 10 years ago versus what is now. That's why your landscape is so much clearer to help businesses and for your radio show and for your profession to be able to help them because you really understand where it was versus the user-friendliness of where we are.
Yes, exactly right. Karen, you mentioned earlier, too, the fact that the technology is affordable now. It's pretty affordable. I mean, really, ladies and gentlemen, you could let go of some other things. You know, if you got a tight budget, you may have to stop the television subscription for a while. You know, turn that television off for a little while and put that $49, $50 a month into, to a network that we're talking about tonight. We're talking about specifically abeingstalksocial.com. You know, you can put that money into an awesome network that will turn revenue for you, help others, and, of course, connect you around the world. So that's very, very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Power Connection with Karen Baum and Kevin Vaughn. We're talking about social media and the importance of that. And, Karen, I want you to – we're gonna break in about 8 minutes, but on the second half, I want to talk to our young people because our young people need some help, as you know. So we're going to talk about our young people, how this can help them, how abeingstalksocial can help them.com. So get ready for that. But in the meantime, we're going to continue our strategy talk about using social media. I mean, it's almost a no-brainer. If you're even on the Internet, you know social media. Matter of fact, I guess half the planet's on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. So that just tells you right there, if you're part of that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to get a platform called abeingstalksocial. abeingstalksocial.com. Go to that website right now. Give us a call at 404-410-233. We want you to review everything first, of course, and then give us a call between Karen and I. We'll be glad to help you get set up and get started. And another thing,
make sure they mention your radio show, Men Let's Talk, and Kevin Vaughn, because we do have specials for anybody that's listening that does follow through.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me that. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Karen just authorized. You mentioned the Men Let's Talk Network, or you can mention Power Connect with Karen Baum, or you can mention Kevin Vaughn, and there'll be a discount coming through the network for you. So get excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. That is powerful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. It's powerful. That's wonderful. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a great time today. We're just talking about social media. A lot of people around the globe are talking about that, and we just want you to encourage you to really take yourself to the next level. I think we mentioned about the affordability now, Karen, how it's available for just about anybody who has a business platform now or planning to set up a business. Let's talk about the brand new business owner, people just starting out, getting their business plan together. They got their LLC or corporation set up. Karen, how important is it for a brand new company to start off like this with abingsouthsocial.com? They need to have this as part of their platform as well, building their network. How important is it for a brand new business to have this?
Absolutely. It's so significant. And as people know, I mean, I use this, and actually, if people do go to our website, I'm always proud to advertise for Ford, because Ford is really a good example that whether you're small, like you said, young and entrepreneur, or an established entrepreneur, the key with it is Ford is a large organization, and if Ford did it, it's something to consider. See, 37% of Generation Y was aware of the Ford Fiesta via social media before it launched in the United States, because Ford allocated 25% of its marketing to be spent on digital social media, and Ford was the only U.S. company in the car industry that did not take a government loan. So it's a very significant testimonial for social media.
Yeah.
What our platform does is incorporate that email and SMS, which most of that younger generation probably isn't really acclimated with email so much, but it is important on some core level. Definitely SMS, they're very mobile, they're a mobile generation, and they do most of their business probably on their phone, but then the social media as well is on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the mobile society or a younger generation of entrepreneurs recognize that it's important to respond to people when they do reach out to you, and that sense of urgency is absolutely, a lot shorter than it was in the old days when technology didn't have this, as you said, live interaction. And, of course, you don't want to let that rule you. So what Being So Social can do for you as well is allow you to manage things in two ways. You can manage what you're going to put out there. So obviously if you've got a big hotel that you're renting, or you've got a client of your new business as an entrepreneur that's going to take you under their wing and have you be promoted, or you have an event, or you have a training, or you have an educational format or networking event, you definitely know in advance where that location is, where that physical time is, and even if it's a virtual event, if you can plan that in advance and you do that one day a month on what the whole schedule for the month is, or one day every 6 months, and you knock that out, you know it's stagnant, you know it's not going to change, it's already on the calendar. What you can do with our platform is get that knocked out, so then anything in between is only building for those events. It's only building for that momentum. It's only having additional conversations about. I just had a friend that just launched a book. She was so thrilled. She just was put on Amazon, and she immediately put an email out. But I know she's all over social media because I caught it through her Twitter and her Facebook. And, you know, what happened is I was able to know this with several different avenues to her. So it was very clear she's excited. It was very clear she has something to say, and it was very clear what it was, because I was able to go right in each link and go right to Amazon and be able to order it and support her.
That's right. That's powerful. That is powerful. You know, as you were talking here too, Karen, you know, there's people around the, around the United States, they'll Twitter probably we'll say 5 or 6 people. Next thing you know, it's 200 or 300 people. And then next thing you know, there's a party over in a certain part of the town, and everybody's there. You know, if you can do that for that, you know what I'm saying? We can do that for business, same thing for business. Oh, incredible.
You're good to go. And here's what I think people are starting to recognize, because if they look in the mirror, I have wanted to be at events, and I actually missed it. Because even though I had it on my Google Calendar, even though I had my alerts, even though I had everything that you would think would protect me, it's so nice when you get like a text, or you get that little Facebook reminder, or you get that tweet, or all of a sudden it's like, you know what? That's right. I knew I had something. And so it can be as simple as that for people, where they wanted to be there, but they just got busy in the day. And
yeah,
that
exactly.
is what this can do, is help people really support you when they really had the intent
yeah.
to do that from the beginning.
Wow. Incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Karen Baum and Kevin Vaughn on Power Connect on the Men Let's Talk Radio Network. Karen is managing partner of abeanstalksocial.com and also founder of the subject, abeanstalk.com website. I love it. Abeanstalk Network. Very, very good, ladies and gentlemen. So she is founder of the abeanstalk.com. We're talking about social media tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we want you to be involved in this shift in technology. And we're going to take a 30-second break with Karen, and we're going to come back. 30 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about two things. We're going to actually talk about our young people. Then we're going to talk about the use of social media, specifically through abeanstalksocial.com for fundraising, nonprofits, and in fact, everybody's in this thing. Everybody can use it, so we're excited about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Karen Baum and Kevin Vaughn on Power Connect. We'll be right back for the second half. Hold on, Karen. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. That's the fastest 30 seconds on the planet right there, Karen. I love it. We're back. Good to hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us and staying with us here on the network. We're with Karen Baum right now, and she is one of our business partners, and she introduced us to abeanstalksocial.com, a serious social media network. We're really excited about her being with us right now. Karen, are you still with us?
I am, and I apologize. This is how technology works. Here we
no
are,
problem. That's
40,000 followers of your radio show, listening and driving home, and I am in a coffee shop because my last appointment was late, and so I just said, you know what, I got to shift gears. We're going radio right now, and we're going nation worldwide. So how cool is technology?
That is so awesome. We do thank you so much for being with us. Karen, I just wanted to make sure, of course, you were there and the technology is working great. But, Karen, let's talk about social media. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about social media, the importance of that. And we're featuring our wonderful website, abeanstalksocial.com. I want everybody to go there. I want you to share that out with all your social media as well, just to let people know about the site. And, of course, if you mentioned Kevin Vaughn, you mentioned Power Talk, Power Connect with Karen Baum. If you mentioned Men Let's Talk, and you'll get a little discount through Ms. Karen there. So thank you for that opportunity for Karen as well. Well, Karen, let's talk about the our second half of our young people, please, a little bit, and what they need to be doing different. Because a lot of young people are brilliant. We've got a lot of brilliant young people coming out of school, coming out of high school, coming out of college. And guess what? They can't find a job necessarily in their area. How can abeanstalksocial.com help them in this area to pursue either a career or start a business? Talk to us about that a bit.
Perfect question. What we've been finding, and I'll give you an analogy here.
Yeah.
I had met a woman that is selling ad space for a local newspaper, which obviously is diminishing more and more, and so her commissions are going down and down, and she is 100% commission. Now, she's a single mom, but she's young. So she literally saw my platform and said, oh, my gosh, I have had about 10 of my clients ask me to do their social media for them because they are older. They have very worldwide established businesses, but they don't know what to do, and they really don't want to go there. And she said, they're willing to hand me money, but I wasn't sure if I could really do it because I knew I only have so many hours in the day. I do still have a child.
Right.
I have my full-time job, which has been paying my bills, which is becoming less and less full-time. But what she saw with the platform is that she could actually use this platform for each client and save so much time, but to actually do what she loves to do, which is social media. She knows these clients. She knows their branding. She knows their market. And so if a young entrepreneur were to actually contact some established small business owners, I can't see why, with the BeanTech Social, once they see how it works, why they wouldn't be able to be open as a small business to consider having a part-time social media manager. So what happens is the intern or the student coming out of college could literally establish part-time for maybe 10 or 15 accounts. And so they allocate their time and the platform for each, where there's only one login. It simplifies everything. They can schedule in advance. They can automate certain features, but they can be engaged to get the SEO and the results they need to keep it looking interesting, active, involved, and engaged. And so I'll tell you, those business owners that haven't branched off into that, anything is going to be night and day brilliant for them, or tremendous results, because for them, they're going to realize, we didn't even realize how many people are starting to recognize us now just because of what you're doing. So that's the power behind this next generation. Is they started with Facebook, as we know, and it was social, but it has completely gone business ever since Facebook has gone public.
Wow, incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Karen Baum, the wisdom of Karen Baum. I love it, Dan. I love this social media thing we're featuring. We're featuring tonight a BeansTalkSocial.com, our wonderful website that's part of the Men Let's Talk Network, Power Connect Network as well. And also, too, Karen, I want to let you know, this is your radio program, too. So if you ever want to do a radio program by yourself or with some other people, you got it. We'll just set it up for you, okay?
You're the best. Well, I would always want to have Kevin Bond, because your energy and your spark is just so thrilling. But I do have absolutely some pretty powerful experts I've been recently meeting, and I'll tell you, they're just brilliant, and they have subjects that are just tremendous, and I don't see why people can't learn on the radio, because to me, you're driving in the car, that's just a great way to absorb it, and I think we should schedule something out for the next 12 months and give people in advance and let them have some fun on what they want to plug in. Love it.
Absolutely. I love that. And you mentioned it earlier about setting a set calendar, just like you would for any other event, and then promote. So, you and I are going to do that between now and the end of the year. If not, we'll do something definitely, or maybe do a little more better planning on my end, and we can do something for 2014 for sure. But we're going to have you back between now and the end of the Christmas, and then 2014, we'll come up with a serious schedule and then be able to move forward. That's going to be good. So either way, it'll work out. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about social media with Karen Baum on the Power Connect Network. Hey, Karen, let's talk about one thing I wanted to mention, too, and you kind of correct me if I'm wrong, but this is another thing that the beanstalksocial.com can be used for those who say, hey, I can't afford it or I don't have the money. Guess what you can do, ladies and gentlemen? First of all, let's say, for example, 10 people knew each other, right? They knew each other. Maybe they didn't know each other. Maybe they met each other through social media. And guess what? They say, hey, I want to do this. If they basically want to get in, set up your own A, B, and Talk Social, but you don't have the money. Guess what, Karen? All 10 people can come together. One has to be savvy enough, of course, to be able to run the network and work together as a team, work together as a group. I don't care if you're in, Egypt or in Texas or in North Carolina, South Carolina. And just come together and work it out and work as a team. And then everybody shares in the A-Beans Talk Social data. The data that comes out of there, you just push it to the right people for their particular needs. Isn't that pretty neat? I thought about that. So we need to share that. You could actually come up with some creative ways to getting your own A-BeansTalkSocial.com website, ladies and gentlemen. So don't make no excuses, Karen. We don't want no excuses out there. I don't have the money.
No, you're the best, and it's true. I mean, the whole idea is that, it's all about helping others and also leveraging, and that's just the smart business thing to do. So we can always work it out. Everybody has a network. You let us know, we'll make sure we make this happen for you, like you said, and we're going to make it very special for you. Now, we are a for business, you know, business. We're not non-for-profit, but you know what?
Right.
You know my heart, and you know how I love to help people. I'll tell you,
yep.
whatever my bottom line is, I will offer it, especially if someone has that heart to really make a go at it and help others and other businesses. So we're here to help each other. So
that is absolutely
what it's about.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Well, but ladies and gentlemen, all around the country, I want you to understand, all around the world, this is a business we're running, okay? So keep that in mind. And, you know, we want you to understand that, too, as well. We are running a business. And when you go to Walmart, ladies and gentlemen, you can't walk out with anything you want, right? Same thing, right? That's similar to that. So unless they're going to give you something, you got to pay for it. So we want to let people know we are in business. However, we will treat you accordingly in that area of business as well. So thank you. So I want to make sure people understood that we want to encourage you and give you some ideas on how to get the services that you need. And we will be glad to give you some great ideas for that. Hey, Karen, let's talk about helping nonprofits, because I know there's a lot of nonprofits needing funding. They're needing new members. They're looking for maybe board members to help out or key people in this area. Let's talk about how abingtalksocial.com can also help a nonprofit business grow for their needs as well, because this is a tremendous tool for that, I believe, as well. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, and I really appreciate you saying that, because that's kind of my heart. You know, I do probably have a non-for-profit business mindset sometimes, and my husband has to remind me that I am for-profit. But I really can relate to non-for-profits because they're just focused on helping others. What this platform can do is definitely make it very affordable, but also very user-friendly, as well as you mentioned, a team-based system. So there is ways that you can manage all the data from the system, but you can also manage a team that's all integrated into using it. So there's two ways of the management word that can be effective for a non-for-profit, because you have a lot of different roles within a church or within, you know, an organization like SCORE we talked about, where you need to have input from all of those individuals. You know, you might have one administrator that kind of communicates that out, but still, this tool can make that message really streamlined and, more importantly, connecting.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best analogy I have is President Obama won the election hands down because he had a team of people who had boots on the ground through social media and digital marketing. Bottom line, he is loved. He is sometimes not loved, right? He's a president. He gets it all. But overall, whether the votes were there or the other place, the way he got voters out was absolutely from a grassroots standpoint, which is what a church does. You need to get the boots on the ground to get people to know what the church is offering. So if you think of it, and I'm not comparing a church to politics, but it's the same grassroots effort, and that's what social media does. It's on everybody's smartphone. It's almost like the old days when we would buy really nice cars, maybe because we do business in our car more than we do in our homes. And so you have a smartphone, and you may not, you know, maybe even not have internet at home because you don't need it. You have a smartphone, you have internet on your phone. The whole idea of this is that it is your way to communicate with boots on the ground today, because it all can come through that smartphone. And the technology and the sales of smartphones, we don't have to go through that. People understand, even in third world countries, they have smartphones.
Yeah.
It's just the standard of the world. And so all of this technology or communication allows you to connect. And that's the boots on the ground that you would want with a non-for-profit. So people know how to rally up, how to participate, how to be reminded of the event you're going to, et cetera. And then after that, we all understand marketing. It's a numbers game. If you let everybody know, you know there's only going to be a percentage that shows. It's statistically always the same. So don't think, you know, there's going to be a better turnout unless it's like this wild weather. We had a nice wild hair where everybody just, the moon was right and the stars were right and they all showed up. That could happen. But in general, for the mass core events that any organization is setting up, like a church or a non-for-profit, they're going to get a certain amount of what whoever knows about the event. So you want to let as many people know about that event so you have a higher turnout.
Fantastic, fantastic. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting a wealth of information today. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, with abeanstalksocial.com, as Karen so eloquently put together here for us, it's also going to save you a lot of time. You know, most of the nonprofits that I know of that are in the staff side and, you know, the administrative side of it, Karen, they're busy. They're very busy. They're professionals, and they don't have a lot of time, and they've got to do coordination. They got to do follow-ups. They got to set up the audio. They got to set up the video. They got to get the photographers. I mean, they got to be more efficient is what I'm getting at. I think this will, I know for sure, this will help them be more efficient using the abeanstalksocial.com network. Isn't that powerful? So that's going to help people a lot, I think, Karen, just to be more efficient. But, again, they're going to need to talk to us as soon as possible. I want you to give me a call at 404-410-233, 404-410-233. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to abeanstalksocial.com, you can mention Kevin Vaughn, Power Connect, or you can mention Power Connect with Karen Baum, or you can mention the Mendless Talk Network, and with a little discount in here for you, and we'll be glad to accommodate you and give you some great, great strategies and some great consultation on what you'll need for your network. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to share this website with everybody you know, A Beanstalk, that's A as an apple, beanstalksocial.com. And I want you to post this on all your social media. That is LinkedIn, Twitter, and your Facebook account, ladies and gentlemen, and beyond. There's hundreds of social media sites out there, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to encourage you to go to abeanstalksocial.com and post that for education, for training, and for business needs as well. Karen, I'm excited. I tell you, what a great day.
You're absolutely right, though. The time saver is just, I can't even tell you, when people see my little screen share, and if at any point, you know, we get off the radio and we work through, you know, Power Connect and Men Let's Talk, and we have some kind of setup where we do a screenshot with some of the technology you have, I'll tell you, I just watch these people's mouths that have been doing all this work manually drop when they see how much time it will save them. And how much more efficient they can be on concentrating on the message or the content or the, more importantly, image, because people love images, with what they are trying to say rather than, oh, God, I got to do this before I can even get the image there or get that word out there or get my point across. And so when you really get the technology out of the way and you feel like you can actually embed an image and then a little short liner quote or event or something that just gets them to gather the information very quickly, it is so empowering for that
business. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to really to learn this technology. Learn it. You know, turn that television off. I tell people all the time, turn that TV off. Karen, I have no televisions in my home. No TV. I don't need a TV. I don't need to be paying a bill for a TV. If you got a phone landline, unless you just absolutely have to have it, get rid of that phone landline, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a cell phone and a landline, unless it's for internet, why do you have it? You know, I have to say, what am I paying three bills for, you know? So now, you know, you just pay two bills and keep moving. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to learn this technology. It's a strategy you got to have today. It's also, you have to be aggressive in this area of social media. And, of course, you need good follow-up. And, of course, the system will automatically really do that for you. Please note that the industry of social media is going to be projected to be about $2.5, almost $3 billion by 2017. So that means you got a little time, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of that. You know, Karen, people just take advantage of it. It's like a little baby right now, ain't it? Little baby.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple of baby boomers like us, or you're probably not a baby boomer, but there's generations that aren't our youth that do get it. But I'll tell you, this youth gets it. So this is their opportunity because this is their baby. This is their world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Karen, I'm in that baby boom. I'm 56 and excited about it. Don't feel 56. Sure. That's my age, so excited about it. Yeah. So I'm glad you're 56. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time with Karen Baum. She is, managing partner of abeanstalksocial.com. That's the website, and also founder of abeanstalk.com. So what a wonderful individual. Our time is very precious. We thank her for being with us today on the network. Well, Karen, we want to make sure everybody has that website again, A Bean, that's A as in apple, beanstalksocial.com for everybody on the planet. I want you to go to that website, and not only that, share that with all of your social media. And I want you to blow that website up where she has to get a couple more servers. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, she'll need a couple servers after you guys all hit at the same time. So I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you to do that as soon as possible. But we're talking about social media today, ladies and gentlemen, very important part of your business, if you will, part of your education, part of your training. And we've been talking about encouraging our young people, encouraging business owners, new business owners, encouraging nonprofits, of course, to be part of that. Well, Karen, what I want to do is give you about 10 minutes. I want to give you the last, you know, just take your time, but I want to give you some final thoughts to close out. What do you want us to see? What are the takeaways, I guess, for today? What are our takeaways for today?
The takeaways is that there's several ways that you can communicate on social media, and we always like to use analogies. It's important for people to understand if you have Facebook, it was your living room. It's your friends. It's your family. They can throw darts at you. They can you know, make burping noises. They can make silly things because it's family. It's your living room. That the LinkedIn, you think of it as your local chamber of commerce. You might be a little more straight-laced with a, you know, envision yourself with a suit on, maybe be a little bit more formal, maybe more about your education. And obviously that's a great format for jobs. If you learn LinkedIn, most of my brother actually just got hired by a company. Thank goodness, he says, I'm hiring and not firing. So he was asked to hire 9 people in this economy. And what he said is, they told me I have to use LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is really key for you to learn because actual, you know, human resource divisions now are using LinkedIn for that. But it also is a social media connection to your business. Then think of Twitter as the people you want to know. Think of Twitter as the people you just kind of make cute comments, and because you're lighthearted and nothing's real deep, and maybe videos and visuals that you can shrink that go into those 140 characters, it allows you to just have some fun and make it very lighthearted. And then when you get into Google+, you're talking beyond the social media platform. You're talking about it connecting your YouTube channel. You're talking about connecting your actual, Gmail account, your email. You're talking about a different format that can incorporate circles, which is different than the followers or the likes with your business because they can overlap. So you might have people in several groups that actually overlap, and it allows you to do a different kind of communication. Pinterest has been tremendous. It's one of the fastest growing. The only reason why we don't have Pinterest connected to our site just yet is their API has not been available for companies like ours. But once that comes out, we're all ready to go. Our team is ready to set it up like we've done with Google+ in the last 12 months. So what happens is, women love pictures, and people see pictures. People like pictures, and they click on it, and they immediately go to you. Now, hopefully you have a website, so obviously that's kind of a core to all of it. But then, again, video is the best. You have one of the best video tools and ways to communicate, I know, Kevin. So I don't have to speak on that because I'm sure you've had some very expert speakers in that area, but we're talking about using different tools to communicate for different reasons and in different ways. And so to just reveal and just to synopsize, you know, customer connections, brand revealing, traffic are absolutely with SEO perfect with Facebook. Google+ is absolutely customer connections, branding, website traffic, and search engine. Big, big time. Same with Twitter. When you get into Pinterest, they may not be so much with customer connections, and they may not be so good with the search engine optimization, but branding and website traffic, absolutely. LinkedIn, again, you may not be really big on the website traffic, but in terms of brand revealing, you know, working a little bit with the SEO and a little bit with customer connections, for sure, but brand revealing, absolutely. And then YouTube gets high marks in all of those, customer connections, brand revealing, website traffic, as well as search engine optimization, for obvious reasons, because Google.com is the first, you know, number one search engine, and YouTube is the second, and they're both owned by Google. So I don't need to say more, but to have people jump in. They jump into this and start to realize, you know, think of these social networks differently and for different purposes and to draw in for different reasons and different methods.
Absolutely. That's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. That is so powerful. You know, also, too, Karen, as you was talking, I was just, you know, I saw, you know, some major people on here, on Twitter specifically, you know, like T.D. Jakes is on here. We had a lot of ministers on there as well, of course. So that tells you something about that passage. And as maybe you know, I know you know, Karen, but a lot of people know, the Bible also teaches that we should be all things to all people without the negative, of course, but you need to be able to relate to people. And how are you going to relate to people if you're not part of the shift in technology, which is social media? So that's pretty cool. I'm excited about that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking to Karen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, if you're not driving out there, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not driving right now, I want you to give my business partner right now a little round of applause for what being with us today, and we're just so excited for her being with us. But if you're not driving, ladies and gentlemen, give Karen Baum a round of applause. Thank you. Come on now. Come on, everybody.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. And I have one really key point. This is the Director of Social Media Service Strategy for Comcast, Kip Wetzel. It's important for people to understand, people would rather talk to Comcast Melissa than to Comcast. That's what the digital world can do for a business, is connect
them. Yes, that's powerful. That is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to this broadcast over and over again. You can hear Karen Baum bring out the wisdom of social media and our A Beans Talk Social. That's abeanstalksocial.com. I want you to go to that website right now. And again, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/menletstalk to listen to this broadcast over and over again. I want you to share this with everybody on your platform as well, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to the website and just push that over to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, just by a click of a button. So we thank God for you. And Aaron, thank you so much for that. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a wonderful week. Can't wait to have you back on. We'll be setting those schedules up soon. And just thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. Kevin, keep doing what you're doing. You're changing the world. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate you. And let your husband know, thank you for letting you come on to our network today. Thank you for your family letting us have that time. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the evening, Karen. We'll be back with you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Happy Friday.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Karen Baum, ladies and gentlemen, on the Power Connect on the Men Let's Talk Network. She is a managing partner of abeanstalksocial.com and also founder of abeanstalksocial.com. Ladies and gentlemen, network. So we're excited about her being with us. That's my business partner, ladies and gentlemen, out there, Karen Baum. So we can't wait to have her back again. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Connect with Karen Baum on the Men Let's Talk Network. And remember, it's social media. That's A Beans Talk Social. That's A as in Apple, Beans Talk Social. .com. Go to the website right now, and remember, the best is yet to come, ladies and gentlemen. The best is yet to come. And we're always excited about you being with us. And always remember to outlove, outgive, and out. up all the time, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great time to be alive. God bless you. Until next time, we'll see ya. Time on the Men Let's Talk Radio Network. God bless you. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.